This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Barbara Howard. Earlier today, mayors from 14 cities in the Boston area met in what they are calling a historic summit. The mayors pledged to coordinate regional efforts to combat climate change and deal with its effects. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman was there, and he has our report.
A UMass Boston climate scientist told the mayors meeting at the campus if they don't take action now, in 100 years they'd be visiting Boston's newest Harbor Island. That's because the low-lying region is one of the most vulnerable metropolitan areas in the world to the effects of climate change. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh lives 8 blocks from the Harbor campus. He told his fellow mayors at the summit one day his home could be beachfront property. He wasn't joking. Walsh convened the climate change summit.
This is an important conversation. It can make a little bit of an impact in our lives, but it really is about the impact of the future of our city and our region. We have to act now. We have to do more.
The mayors did not discuss the impact of recent developments along so much of Greater Boston's waterfront. Mayor Walsh says the Boston Redevelopment Authority will consider climate change impacts for all large-scale projects in the future. UMass Lowell climatologist Juliet Rooney Varga warned every coastal community in the region is in the same boat. Doing nothing is not an option.
So some examples of impacts would be more than $40 billion a year in annual losses here in Boston due to coastal flooding, unprecedented heat waves with more than 60 days a year at more than 90 degrees Fahrenheit, increases in the intensity and frequency of storms, and public health risks like West Nile virus, Triple E, increasing.
We are in a crisis mode. The same crisis mode is being conservative.
Somerville Mayor Joe Curitone was one of the 14 mayors at the summit signing a regional action agreement. The Metro Boston Climate Preparedness Commitment establishes a common policy framework and task force that will meet regularly.
This problem does not affect one city in town. This problem knows no borders, it's challenging, it's crisis. It is going to take the collaborative work of an entire region in Cornwall.
The 14 city mayors pledged to coordinate action, share information and plans to reduce emissions of greenhouse gases and prepare for a future when the region's climate could be very different from what it is today. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.